whether the flesh is cut hollow or made with knife, as it stated, this is what the place should be. There's a good question to be shared, what is it hollow about? What is the Makaya? What obligates us to decide hollow? May it take that like, we should decide hollow with the Seder? It's not like to be shared, what the Gedder, what the Gedder is hollow is. Whoever said Derechim tells us there are 18 days during the year when we recite Hallel, Hallel Shalem, and there's all the Hussars with yesterday, maybe all the days of the Shalem Shalem, and the same time, Hallel Shalem, and Hanukkah, there are Yitzchad Yomim, Shayyachim Jervis, and Hallel. The Ramban, at the end of the Shalem, stuff in the father, how come the Ramban Erechim doesn't live the Hallel and Faith of Night? The real deed of the nation, if you say Hallel and Faith of Night, how come the Ramban Erechim doesn't live the Hallel and Faith of Night? Leaves it out. When the Rambam develops his study at the end of the seventh stuff is that there are different types of Hallel. There are some parts where we say Hallel Yoyim is Gerir, specific Kedushin Tayyom is Gerir Hallel, and the Yom Tzayvim is the Shom Shugolim, and some parts of the Yom of the Nate, the day of Hanukkah, where Nate is like that's Gerir Hallel. Some parts of the Hallel is linked specifically to a day on the calendar. Sometimes says the Rambam, you have a different type of Hallel, where it's not that it's a yoy that's gur, it's not that it's a man gur that's yoy hollow, but rather the mitzvah that's gur and the yoy hollow. Certain mitzvahs are such a unique quality that they require the recitation of hollow as part of the kiyum ha-mitzvah. So it's not, this is the hollow of Seifah Nag. This is the hollow primarily of Achilas Kobe Seifah. That the mitzvah of Achilas Kobe Seifah is the chayim of hollow, and that's why this hollow isn't mentioned at all to the rest of the list. Yitzchad Yom, Shayyachim, Shayyachim, Yom, it's the hollow. It's only speaking about the day, it's only speaking about the Chiyuvim Man of Hallel, but it's not talking about the Hallel of Mitzvah. So therefore, the Gemara Erechim left out this Hallel. The Rabban Mizraya, to say that the Hallel on, Hallel that the Mitzvah of the Hallel isn't included in the list of Yuchat Yavi Gemma's Hallel. There's an Rabban Mizraya, another good Hallel that said, on Erechim, on the Mitzvah of the Mitzvah, tells us that the Shash Chidus of Korban Pesach, they used to recite Hallel. The Rambam says, how come the Gemara Erechim doesn't talk about that Hallel? The answer is the same. You say that's not a Yom type of Hallel. That's not like Hallel of the Jewish Zohar. That's not like Hallel of Chanukah. That's a different type of Hallel. It's a Hallel of Mitzvah, the Hallel of Shri Yisrael. It's a Hallel of Shri Yisrael. It doesn't make the list of Yisrael Yom. So the evidence is this riot that the Rambam brings is not an absolute convincing riot. The Rambam wants to bring a riot that the Mitzvah of the Hallel isn't included in the list. So it's Haraya. The Hallel of Shechitas of Pesach isn't included. So the evidence is the Hallel that said the Shechitas of Pesach is very questionable whether it should have made the list altogether. This is my question that we showed if we used to say the Hallel of the Shechitas of Pesach. So the Ramban is assuming that it was the Yisraelim, it was the Chiyuv of Kolecha Be'evach to say Hallel of the Shechitas of Pesach. And that's why Dr. Ramban was brought up to Kasha. If it's the Chiyuv of Kol Yachad Be'evach to say Hallel of the Shechitas of Pesach, so why doesn't the Gemara mention it? So the Ramban is a Gemachadish of Hallel of the Mitzvah. If you look at Beis Nitzachim in the Yitzchak Perek, the Beis Nitzachim tells us that Hallel wasn't even recited by the Israelites. That was recited by the Levians. Beis Nitzachim understands that Hallel that was said, the Shashim of Beis was like a Shir Shahaya Levim of the Beis Mikdash. That wasn't a Mitzvah Hallel, that was a Mitzvah Shir Shalavim. So that's the Bible that doesn't belong in the list. Yitzchak Yach, Shayach, and Gerber Shahalel, that's the Chiyah of Hayach and Yach, and that's when each Israel is the Chiyah to say Hallel. That there were days of the next room to make the mixtures, of course that's not listed. It has nothing to do with the Hallel of Chanukah, the Hallel of the Shalosh Shagos. The Rabban writes that Hallel of Achilas Pesach and the Hallel of the Mitzvah, Zubi and the Hallel of Shkittus of Pesach, is very questionable. Pesach was never given to Shariah. Now, quote Bunim, the Rabban holds this concern. This is the Chief of the Rabban, that Hallel of the Seder is fundamentally a Hallel of the Mitzvah.
Not Hallel of the Seder.
Right, that is the Hallel of the Seder. Taisa Masechet Sukkah, that's on the head, even the Tzadar. Taisa understands that the nature of this Hallel, the dead meditator, is fundamentally a Hallel of a name. How does Taisa know this? So Taisa shows in the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah, that's on the head, that fundamentally women are pseudos from Hallel. Mishnah tells us in Masechet Sukkah that a woman cannot say Hallel to be both a man. The reason being, we shared it with Zoom, but she came in with the other Tzadar. Basically, Hallel is a manifestation of my grandma. You say Hallel and Yom Tov, Hallel is a during the year, the women are basically the girl. Therefore, a woman cannot be healthy in there. In order to be healthy, somebody has to be in the free of the God. You have to be obligated in that mitzvah to the same extent that the woman is that the person you're being healthy. So women are basically the girl from Hallel during the course of the year. But there's one exception to this. One Hallel, the women are healthy in there. And then Hallel is taken at night. How does Tyson know that? Tyson says, if you know the women are healthy in the Hallel, And one of the Dalakites, the fourth Kite, is Al Halal. The Kite says it would be absurd to say that women are Psuas to say Halal, but the Chayab is to drink the fourth Kite. The purpose of the fourth Kite, Kite is assuming, is to say the Halal Kite. So women are Chayab in the fourth Kite, so remain with the Chayab of the Halal. The Kite is understanding. The Kite says, no punish heaven. The Kite says, why is Halal Halal there? Why is Halal Kite the Chayab any different from the Halal during the rest of the year? And the women of Psuas, Halal, are to be a terror. The Psuas of Halal is true. But how are Pesach night the Chayavim? Pesach says that how are Pesach night, the Mechayim of how are Pesach night is a date. How are the other Yom Tzai has nothing to do with the date. There's no date to that with the Shavu, there's no date that with the City of Terran, there's no date that was commemorated in the other days of the year. It says Pesach says, when you're supposed to get out of Yom Tzai to Halel, so Yom Tzai to Halel, that's the mission of Pesach of Mangrum. So this is Pesach of Mangrum, and that's what's true. But the Eichet Halel and Eich, which is both the principle of
as a Seder is not the Mitzvah of Kavut Tehsa, but the Chayev, so that would be the case. Maybe that's the Tumul of Shiloh, where the women of Chayev are the Mitzvah of Kavut Tehsa. That's the Machlekes of Tanoi. The Seder doesn't even address that issue. It doesn't talk about the Mitzvah of Kavut Tehsa, but the Seder says the reason why women of Chayev are from Halal and the Seder is because the Chayev of Halal and the Seder is a pure day. And this is the most principle of Avdei Vaidi Yom Tanei. The Machlekes of Tehsa in the Rabban, why do you say Halal and the Seder? We're saying it out of Mitzvah, we're not saying it out of Mitzvah. This notion of faith God is not hollow, so it's saved because it's hollow faith, it's saved from the Chayim of hollow. What is it all about? Where does it come from, the notion of the faith happening in the gift of the hollow? This is based on the word of the Megillah, that's the Dalai. The Torah tells us that the Tzad of Purim, the Chazal, when they come out of their problem, they were quandary, they didn't know, was it appropriate to be massacred in the midst of the faith of Megillah or not? What was the problem? The Gemara says that this there is that they add on the Torah. Make a taste that the company just come along and add another mitzvah, just trying to report the mitzvah. Should that be a problem? Should that be up to the add on a mitzvah to the mitzvah of Torah? That would be my question that we showed him. What was the problem? Why did Chazal all of a sudden wake up the day before him that this was the problem? Didn't they have many, many kingdoms of Rabbanim that existed for the last 1,000 years? That's the shadow that we showed him. I think it's in Rabban and the Rashba. What's bothering Chazal all of a sudden before him? The Rabban holds that the Gemara says Chazal was really concerned with the mitzvah of Torah. I would find the Chum to make the Zerah, that was one of the questions. He had been making the Zerah for 1,000 years. So the Rabban of Al Tzayr, if I just can't explain, the fact that the Chum never writes it with the Zerah, that's not a Chiddush. You don't need a Chiddush affair for that. That's still a part, that's not a Baal Tzayr. But that's two Mishmeres and Mishmarty. That's the minimum of two Mishmeres. Two Tzayr of the Zerah. The Zerah tells us that the Chum has an obligation to institute the Surim there upon him, to protect them into the Zerah. That's okay. What was bothering Chazal on the day of the Purim is having an institute a new mitzvah. Mitzvah, mikvah, megillah, that's not going to save you from violating any system in a Torah. That's a pure mitzvah. That's a mitzvah in their problem. The stress, that's a problem. That was bothering the Gemara. Shouldn't that be a problem about Tosfos? And the Rashba seems to understand that wasn't a problem at all. Mitzvah about Tosfos, that was never a question. The question was, if they know me, Rosh HaLechad HaZavah, but since Esther Baruch HaKadosh member, so that we, Mordechai and Esther had a Baruch HaKadosh something, so that was the problem. If they want to be mechadish and mitzvah mikvah megillah, would that be a violation of a navi being mechadish to God? But if it's a chedim which come along and institute a mitzvah, that's not, that wouldn't be a problem. But if you want to be mechadish something of the ruach hakodesh, of the derech hanevuah, that may be a serious problem. So that, whatever the problem that Gemara was, the Gemara, the Chazal, the days of Purim, will bother one of these two problems. Either with an mitzvah of chedim, or with an mitzvah of a navi rosh mechadish to God. What was the answer? What gave them the right to institute the mitzvah mikvah megillah? So the Gemara said that they dash in the kalva chayim. That in the days of Yisrael, Mishraim, Klai Yisrael, Keshira, Yad Yashem, Moshe,
for the mistake, the Yeshua, the days of Yisrael, that was supposed to be Yeshua, because the lives weren't at stake anyway, it was just the opposite. The Chayrus only going to kill them in response to the Yisrael. So they would have lost, they wouldn't have been amazed to the Yisrael, they would have just come back to the Yisrael. So a lot of the Yisrael, the Chayrus only Yeshua, and nevertheless they celebrated the tremendous, wonderful day of the Yisrael, like singing out the Yisrael, the Chavachavah and the Yisrael Chayim. So the Chavachavah, you have a situation where your life is at stake, how much more so you experience Yeshua, you require to sing, you require to pray to finish Baruch. So therefore the Chacham realized that there's a minion of the Bosu Yisrael Shabbat and finish Baruch when it makes the card. So the Gemara says, Menach and Abed, they really should have instituted to create the Hallel, that would have been the most appropriate form of Shira. But for some technical reason they didn't do that, even because, you know, the Hallel, and they should have put Baruch, or establish complete Yeshua, because of Kapi Abdi Yafesh Verashanon, or they should have been to make a substitute, so whatever the technical reason is, the Gemara said that instead of it's supposed to be Kriyat HaHalel, Lamai Yisrael HaHalel ended up with the Kriyat HaMashiach, which is basically a form of the Halel, which is being a Shabbat, but I'm sure what it needs to be the form of the Halel. So even in Gemara, if there's a real Bidman at Tavis, being Shabbat and Kriyat HaMashiach, what it makes happen, and you have to respond to some kind of a Shira, if there's a Halel or Kriyat HaMashiach or something, so this is a real bona fide thing, this is a Bidman at Tavis, and this gave them the Hefda, so to speak, to violate what was otherwise in a question about places, but to violate what otherwise had been, it needs to really aim out of Russia, the Chavis. The big machlokes of Rabbeinu, not on the same as Gemara. The Chassam Sofer has a famous tshuva where he invokes this principle to Gemara. This is called Kaida, this is Tinman HaTera. So whenever a day passes, you have to celebrate it in his class, because he's in Shabbat, and Rabbeinu Shalom. So the Chassam Sofer says, this is the Dimma Zera. This is the Din, that even if a day passes thousands of years ago, the Chayim throw, each and every generation, we saw the Chiyuv Min HaTera to respond that he should be Shabbat HaShem. The Chassam Sofer writes, that if a person goes through the whole day of Purim, doesn't need a Megillah, doesn't tell on Nisim, doesn't do anything, doesn't need a Tzuzah, doesn't do anything to pray to the Mishrach, to the Nisim Purim, so he has violated a mitzvah in HaTorah. He has been involved in a mitzvah in HaTorah of Al Yashem Moshe. He's been involved in Yashem Moshe, the Talmud Chaymer, that may I may meet the Lachayim, who requires you to recite Shira, he's revealed him in HaTorah. And if a person doesn't celebrate Purim, so he's been involved in a mitzvah in HaTorah. Who are the person who
holds
him? He's involved in Al Yashem Moshe. That's the name of the mitzvah. That's the difference in the Torah. Oh, the Yashem Moshe, the fact that Rosh Hashanah wrote into the Torah, no Pasha Shiva Sayyav, that comes to teach us, so whenever Nate passes, you have a Rechiyah to respond. That's the
mitzvah.
Yeah, because that's a technical question, but it doesn't get into the fact, but a lot of people are like...
He's not the one who was ruining
your mitzvah. Yeah, okay, there are a lot of mitzvahs out there that don't finish the fact for some technical reasons. But there's also technical reasons, I would say. It's supposed to list, it's Havachim, whatever the reason why it doesn't make this to the list, but this is a real thing in affairs of some sense.
Why?
So there's no name after, there's no Yeshua rather, you have to say that. Not a Yeshua in the sense of requiring a halal. So that's a different type of halal, a whole different type of halal. So that's primarily halal hanei. So the halal of Hanukkah or the quasi halal of Hanukkah, namely the Kriyat Megillah. So according to the Chassam Sofer, that's a real different thing. The Chassam Sofer writes the same thing for Hanukkah. The person goes the whole week of Hanukkah, doesn't do anything, doesn't eat pasta, doesn't play Gvela, doesn't say Alanik, doesn't get Shabbat, does nothing. The whole week goes by. So not only has he been mivatel on many mitzvahs in Avraham, but he's also been mivatel on the mitzvah of the Arayis.
Why one?
Okay, one, eight, whatever the number is. He's been mivatel on this Chiyuv of Minatayr of Az Yashem. This is the finish of the Chassam Sofer. Okay. With the mitzvah, in the parish of the Shulchan, the degrees of the Chassam Sofer. This is a frantic Gemara. So the Gemara means, yeah, but this is the Minatayr of St. Malmo. When the nake happens, it says that it says that only in a study of the Shafanim, when the nake takes place, not as the nake is occurred, that's the chiyuv d'oraita to say, oh, well, that's Az Yashem Moshe. That's the story, Az Yashem Moshe. What happened? Oh, literally. But says that it says, the fact that remember in Yisrael that happened thousands of years ago, says that it says that's only a Dibbid Rabbanon. All the decision of Chanukah is a Dibbid Rabbanon, the whole solution of Korah is a Dibbid Rabbanon. Says that it says, if you don't celebrate Chanukah, you're not the Vachon, you're not the d'oraita. If you live in the days of the Chanukah, and you saw the Mesa Chanukah and you didn't celebrate it that year, the very first year, that's not a problem. That would really be a difficult mitzvah. In fact, that four subsequent years, we have a chiyuv to commemorate the Nisan of Chanukah, the Beis Mikdash Purim, but that's purely the Rabban. That's not a simple suggestion. There's some one who denies the lashon both in terms of the Gemara Masechta Shabbat and the lashon of Mishnah Tesa, the notion of the Tzif. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbat that after the Nisan of Chanukah, it's the Nisan of Tachat Shemesh, so that everyone's all happy, they're real excited. And then it says, Shana Cheres, the following year, or the next year, whatever the case may be, Kavim B'Halav B'Hazayim. Then the Chum Institute is to celebrate the Sehal. The question is, what do they have to wait until the following year to decide it? And the answer, of course, is very precious. You didn't need a Tachana to Chavim to Sehal the first year. And the Cheshmanar just won the war, they just experienced the Yeshua. So Vadar had a Sehal. That was a good thing, that was precious. That was Kavim B'Hazayim. The Shana Cheres, Kavim B'Halav B'Hazayim means that subsequent year, they decided to make it a real Zimbabwe, a real Tachana to Chavim. That's perhaps the end of the Megillah also. So the Megillah says that everybody celebrated that very first Purim, that was no question. Everyone was dancing and happy. Everyone was celebrating Purim. Then the following year, word if I had to tell people again, don't forget to make Purim a second time. The tell everybody that the following year to keep on celebrating Purim. So the puzzle side is because human nature, they have some issue. It's got to be everybody else. But no, according to the Sibita, I love this. I love it. The love this is, the first year, the fact that everyone had to celebrate Purim, didn't even Mordechai tell you that. That was fashion. Everyone just opened up the Megillah, the Gemara, the Gemara, the Gemara, they realized that they have to celebrate Purim. That's sort of fashion. The Kiddush of Mordechai was that when you make a Zimba Zayr, that next year, we still celebrate Purim, and meet them 2,500 years ago, that's not only a Zimba Zayr. That's an extensive suggestion. Then it is one step further, and even though he disagrees with the Tachsayver, he holds that basically how well that we have today, and they when they Chanukah appears to be the one that they're blood on, that's only true of Chanukah first. But there is one challah that we have in our Torah in Mahadeh, and that's challah by the same. Why? Because the Mishnah tells us that the Chol Dor Vador Achai Avod Amur Chadat Vos Hilu Yosem in Mishayim. And if you look at the Rambam, the Rambam one place has this, and one place doesn't, but we'll emphasize the place we have in this. The Rambam will one place write that the Chol Dor Vador Achai Avod Amur Chadat Vos Hilu Yosem Asem in Mishayim. The Rambam adds the word that doesn't appear in the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say Hilu Yosem Asem in Mishayim. The Mishnah just says Hilu Yosem in Mishayim. So the simple meaning of the Mishnah is that a person just has to sit back in his chair and philosophize about how great it was to leave the Mishraim 3,500 years ago. The Rambam says that's no good. The Rambam says that's not enough just to see what you went out of the Mishraim 3,500 years ago. You have to manage after that. You have to really, really get into it. As if really, you have to ask that. That's the real key of Mishraim. It doesn't exist. All the other hollows that we say, Hanukkah, Christmas, Megillah, and Torah, those are for events of the past. Those are for events 2,000 years ago. The hollow and faith of night, the reason why we're saying halal is because the Imam should dinner shop and eggs. Because I think in our Torah, that halal and faith of night is a fundamental different halal than the rest of the year. That's the halal of Imam should shop and eggs. Going to the Siv, that's the only halal that's the Araisa. Then in the Siv says, the Zuyuk will stand Haggadah. We have two passages that appear back to back in Haggadah. One is the cold door of the door, Chai Vodam Ruf, Zach, Siv, Yosef, and Yisrael. And then immediately after, we say, Masika, Chanach, Chayom, Mohaydah, Zul, Halal. The question, what's the Hampshire? What's the Masika? Because we have a chiyuv to use the chol dor vador, therefore we have to say halal. Let's say there was no chiyuv of the chol dor vador. Let's say there was no such mitzvah. Let's say there was just a mitzvah from Pesach. It was a mitzvah from Pesach. But there was no chiyuv of the chol dor vador. Chai vado vrst gas to see the yasin in Yisrael. So why does that affect the thing of the halal? So it just says, yeah, it affects the great ones. Because there's a chiyuv of the chol dor vador, literally, you have to ask them in Yisrael. Either you're leaving Mitzrayim now, therefore, to put in the parentheses, therefore, that there's a dinner shop and aid, therefore, there's a chiyuv halal deraita. You better take the halal very seriously. This is a real chiyuv deraita. This is not just a halal of Chanukah, this is not just a chiyuv of the Gila, but events of the years gone by. This is a real chiyuv in that era that takes the night as the halachic status in shop and aid. The Rambam comes from one place. In the halacha part, I think he's an author, and this is a question of the Haggadah, he doesn't have an author, I forgot already. The Rambam at the end of the book comes to mind, the first time, all the dinner they have to do the Seder, and then he gives you what the text of the Haggadah is. So I think in the section of the dinner, he has the word Asa, and I think in the Haggadah, he doesn't have the word Asa, I'm not saying. So it could be, I think it's Tamil, pretty sure it's Tamil. So there are others who want to suggest this, the Dasa Rambam, to get through a whole different kasha. There is a famous kasha, the Dasa Rambam, how come the Rambam left out the mitzvah of the famous, every day and every night? Mishnah tells us the brachas of the chiyuv and atayrim, the hot kid is trying to be a little bit lined up.
What?
Right, the Rambam said that doesn't count as Mishnah, correct. The question is, why didn't the Rambam listen to one of the tagmas? The Rambam does mention the chagam at the beginning of the Shkriyash, but he never says explicitly that one of the tagmas is to remember the Shkriyash. This is the problem. There are two bases in the house of the chagam to this. One of them, very famous, we all talk about that now, maybe perhaps the more famous of the two, is the Rav Chaim claims that the mitzvah of the Shkriyash is to try to point it around, but not an independent mitzvah, but rather a part of the Shkriyash. This is Shkriyash for me, Kabbalah to Malchus Shemayim. Kabbalah to Malchus Shemayim means that Rech Hashem Rokeh, but separate Kabbalah to Malchus Shemayim from the Shkriyash, you can't do. But the Rabbim Talmud is all one big mitzvah, so one shot of Rav Chaim. We're not going to talk about that. The other shot of Rav Chaim says, is that the reason why the Rambam left out the Rambam held it's not a mitzvah that's for Hegel for Deirus. The Rambam is a call up to say that Mishnah tells us that he only lists those mitzvahs that are going to last the Yom Kippur. But mitzvahs that are going to be the Sabbath, like for example, some of the Harosh Shahs in the days of the Midbar, the Rambam doesn't list as one of the mitzvahs not to leave over the month. So it doesn't apply to us, it's not good. We don't have any month. The Rambam only lists those mitzvahs that are going to last forever and ever and ever. Says Rav Chaim, what if you have a mitzvah that's going to last for a very long time, but it's not going to last forever, Rav? It's impossible to go to Mashiach. So Rav Chaim says the Rambam's not going to list it, because that's not Nivkhi, only things that are going to last beyond the void, because the Rambam's gone. So therefore, the Rambam left out the mitzvah of Kiryas Mashiach to Shaim, because the Rambam passed it like Ben Zayim, the whole that Kodi Mechayecha means the Rambam to tell their nose, and the Chacham said Kodi Mechayecha Lai Al-Mahadi Lai Mosa Mashiach. So if you pass like Ben Zayim, you can't pass like the Chacham, so he passed it as the mitzvah. So we use the word kol rabba to salayla, so then we're not free to use kol the rabba to mount the Mashiach, but says the chayim, the chayim, the chayim, the will not be a bitch of the chayim, the chayim, the chayim, the chayim, the Mashiach. That's what it sounds like today. One is the more lovish and one is the more of chayim, the type of character that is giving Krishma, and the other is not so of chayim, but more of a foolish class. We see that in other types of people. But the kind of people, they have the kind of stuff. So, how would it work if you say such a thing that's not really a victim, that's a thing that's not 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 a Gedolius is going to greatly overshadow Yisrael Mitzrayim. That's going to be the focus. That's what people are going to talk about. That's the Gemara's point in the first round of Brachas. Whether Yisrael Mitzrayim is going to be most of Mashiach depends on how important will Yisrael Mitzrayim play in Leos and Lomas. And according to one time, Yisrael Mitzrayim will just totally forget about it. It's going to be irrelevant because Yisrael Mitzrayim is going to be the real focus. But the other time, it says they're both going to be important. That's the way the Gemara presents the question. So the question is, if this is true, the mitzvah of the Kiryas Yisrael won't be really judging anymore the Mitzvah Mashiach, because in the Yom Yisrael, the people aren't going to be talking about Yisrael Mitzvah anymore. So the question becomes, what about the Mitzvah of Yisrael? If so, how can the Mitzvah of Mahat be judging Yisrael Mitzvah? You have to say that Yisrael Mashiach, so the Rambam clearly holds yes, because the Rambam counts to be Yisrael Mitzvah is one of the Tzadik Mitzvahs. The question of Chaim Yisrael is that any Mitzvah is going to be responsible in the Yisrael Mashiach, so the Rambam doesn't count. And that's where the Rambam left out Yisrael, the Kiryas Yisrael, because the Rambam does count Yisrael Mitzrayim, after the Rambam counts Yisrael Mitzrayim, so however, the same reason that the Yisrael Mitzrayim will be going, because it will be overshadowed by the events of Yisrael Mitzrayim, so within Ami, the people of Yisrael Mitzrayim should also be overshadowed by the events of Yisrael Mitzrayim, because that's even the Rambam, according to Chaim Shabbat. So said over the name of our footnote, to have the Shabbat, as Chaim meant to say, without the Rambam will be solid, that based on this Mitzvah, so the Gemara in Brachas explains why is it going to be that this Yimot Mashiach is going to the Shita of Ben Zoyma, that there's not going to be a mitzvah of the Chiyah of the Yisrael Mitzrayim. So no one's going to be talking about it, it's not going to be so important anymore. Why? So the Gemara says, Moshe Lamar Dabba Zoyma, that if a person is walking on the way, a person is saved from a wolf, so he thanks the Rebbe Shalom to save him from a wolf. Then let's say he's saved from a bear, so he thanks the Rebbe Shalom to save him from the bear, he forgets about the wolf, then he saved from a lion, then he forgets about the wolf and the bear. As the Kabbalah gets more and more, as the Yeshua gets greater and greater, they always forget the previous Yeshua. So, the Rebbe suggested that's true, the 364 days during the year, which is the most recent Kabbalah. So, in the Yom HaMashiach, he was always going to be the most recent Kabbalah, that's going to overshadow Yisrael Mitzrayim, but the hits of the Yisrael Mitzrayim won't be knowing anymore. But in 190 year, Yisrael Mitzrayim is going to be the most recent Kabbalah. Why is it going to be the most recent Kabbalah? that's the din of the chol dor v'dor, chai v'adam, earth, stas, which we got the Atta to try. But every year, when the hit comes up Nisan, that is the most recent gula. He lost Mashiach happened 20 years ago. And this is happening right now. This overshadows the notion of people killing. So there's an interesting suggestion. This is again part of the same Nisir, part of the same Nisir. This is a real thing in Atera that Pesach night has a lot of status in that Nisan.
Throughout the years, one
mitzvah
is
served with the plan itself. Right, the question is, well, why should that mitzvah be nice? Unless we say that anything that's relevant to the kids and friends is going to be the because that's not going to be the focus anymore. So that's the shadow. Why should it be? Because one could argue it's only a mitzvah that could be nice. Right? One could argue that the whole cash is just a cash. It's not a problem with the drushes. Okay. I mean, there are other theories in this cash. It's not the only cash. It's an interesting halach based on the same notion of the mitzvah. So far we have two mahalas that we've shown in what's halal and fake tonight all that. These are a bad mahalas, but it's basically a halal, which is some cases of during the field of halal. But those are mahalas that it's nature of the chayyid. And then within the understanding of the name, we have this razzle shot. It's not just a regular thing of halal and eight, but the very beginning of the halal and eight, the special halacha of halal and eight. There may be a whole different halal as to what's going on in halal on day to night. This is based on nothing from our earlier, my second struggle, where the Gemara dashes to the bottom of the left, Lechem she'onim alav zorim harbin. There's a lot of drush from the morning. There's some mokar, you can't hear, good egg mass, and some mokar. A lot of different bits. There wasn't many different. The Gemara learns out from the Lashon of Lechem Oini, from the Lashon of Nia, Lechem she'onim alav zorim harbin. So you have to speak a lot about the mass. It's not enough just to eat the mass up. You have to talk about the mass as well. So what mass is talking about the mass up? The Rashi is talking about two things. So you have to say, you can't be good at the mass up. And you also have to be going along with the halal. There are two halal with the zorim harbin. One is the mitzvah people can find, and the other here is the staying of the halal. So this seems to be a whole system of halal. This seems to be that somehow there's a connection between the staying of halal and the achilut matzah, which are about to emphasize the mitzvah of achilut from the Pesach, and those seem to emphasize domination in the dry. And this Rashi, John Gemara, seems to connect the mitzvah of kriyat halal with a theme of matzah, the greater fulfillment of the lacham oini. Zohar Harbi refers to Hallel, but the Mahiri says it only refers to the beginning of Hallel. First it's talking about Hallel, that's the fulfillment of Lechem She'onim Alav Zohar Harbi. It might not be meaning of Rashi and the Mahiri, whether the din of Lechem Oini, Lechem She'onim Alav Zohar Harbi, refers only to the first to the beginning of Hallel, or whether it refers to the entire Hallel. It's not to mean it's very important, not to mean that. It's for the women to clear up the table, and before venturing. The question is it appropriate to leave Masa on the table for the end of the year or not? So many people don't. Many people eat the matzah at the table, they finish that experiment. The women come, they clean up, and that's it. Finished. You think Chagadi without matzah on the table. So according to the view, that's okay. Because according to the view, you eat to the standard of Lechem Oini, Lechem She'onim Alav Zohar Harbi, it's a Chilul Sahalom. But according to Rashi, that's inappropriate. According to Rashi, Lechem She'onim Alav Zohar Harbi means Lechem She'onim Alav Zohar Harbi. You have to think entire Hakol Mikoko Halel in the context of matzah. So this is the source of their thought. Throughout the others, this is the source of those individuals who insist on leaving some of the mass on the table. Maybe it's a good idea not to leave some of the mass on the table also, if we're still teaching this to try it, because hopefully when the state is over, everyone's going to sit and learn the entire night, and learning a place of night is the key, and we're going to be out of the position as well. So we're learning from the state. We'll learn the technical mass on the table. It's not a key to do, but it's not a key of people to try it. But anyway, learning from the state is a double key, not only a key of living at Torah, but the key of people to try it to pass it. So anything they can do against the Seder will be a fulfillment of Lechem Oini, Lechem She'onim Alav Zohar Harbi. Maybe they're going to leave the mouth on the table anyway. But even if you're not too concerned about that, you're going to tank out the Chagadia, fulfill. Leave for the Hallel, at least the Gemara Rashi may be there. I hope I'm going to talk about something that's so... No, something. Is this the only Mechayev of Hallel? Probably not. Probably even according to Rashi, there may be some other reasons why you say Hallel. Maybe you have to make, maybe you have to listen to the other reasons. But at least as a key of Mas, which is a great key of between the Hallel in the context of the Mas.
The other two, we have the Ramban posters and Rashi's
independent.
Yeah,
again, I don't know if Rashi's an independent
Mechayev.
Rashi just linked the
different
two
Talos
to another
bit. Well, according to posters, would that answer up also the question of why did Mar Nerik did not list Hallel in the Negevim?
According to
Talos, would that answer up also?
So what it is, because Gemara does list Hallel of Pain. Well, list Hallel of Charka. So maybe other reasons, maybe technical reasons. One of the reasons is maybe a very buzzer reason. The commercial is the other kid had the other, which had the other the Hallel. It's not a yoy, it's a Lila. But maybe another reason why. Maybe Hallel takes the status of Chati Hallel. Maybe it doesn't have the status of Hallel Shalem. The Gemara was only interested in quoting the Hallel Shalem. Because Hallel takes the status of the Hallel. Because although we do say the whole Hallel, but we split up in the middle. The claim is that we showed him here for a while. The Hallel that's split in the middle. That is in the Chatzal, that is in my Chal Shalom. That's the whole question in and of itself.
I think it's already a day on which you say hello.
So
am I? When I go ready the first day,
say hello. Right, say anyway, okay, so maybe that's what it does. Okay, there are a lot of things that we should show them why it doesn't say. The Rabban is his Mahal Shalom. There is a question of the Rishonim to tell seriously to the Hallel Pesach, the night of Pesach, certainly whether we should be Machmer and Pesach look at Hallel and Pesach night, or we should assume that all the Pesach still occur at the time. I, Dr. Mina, some of the common topics that comes up in the Hallel and Pesach night, you know, very common, Shaila, there is a Machlech of Tatanoim, a very famous Machlech of Tatanoim, it's Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elon, and Adaya, when is the Sos Manachiva Sos Pesach? So according to Rabbi Elon, and Adaya, the Sidim in Aferah, when you have to So how do we pass it? It's not like it's a Hebrew or below. It's a so usually we should follow the Hebrew. Unless there be a Hebrew. The problem is there is Tamishnaya that follow the Hebrew. The problem is that they have a lot of Tamishnaya. So the problem is there are other Tamishnaya that follow the Hebrew. So this went for all someone in the Rishonim. So the Rishonim put down the line. How do you pass it? We have to Rishonim pass it like the Hebrew. We have to Rishonim pass it like the Hebrew. So how do we pass it? We might say, Acharik, if I don't find one, how do we pass it? So we pass it the same to Dina. So we're not sure what that love is. So not sure should we follow it again. Even should we follow the laws of the diet. For this reason, Shemalach tells us that one has to be very careful in days of night to eat before the mitzvah of Chibat Masa, before Chatzai, to eat before the mitzvah. So, if you eat Masa after Chatzai, that's going to be a shot of a little mitzvah deraita. So we assume that's the taking of the meeting. We're not sure. Let's say a guy gets Chatzai. The guy went to see, wake the food about the morning, he realized he didn't eat Masa. He was something about anyway, in deference to the view of Rabbi Akiva, he's still before the mitzvah, so we'll tell you not to make a brah. He assumed that it's the taking of the meeting, so you have to do the mitzvah, but without making a brah. So Chatzai and Mustafa Kagila assumed that this Machlaik is the view of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elon, and his eye, that's running through the Kabbateta, through the Masa, it's the place of all the mitzvahs of Elayla. What should the din be? Hallel, for example, that should be the last mitzvah basically performed in Pesach night. So what should it be? When is the film not on Kriyas HaHalel on Beit HaKnesset? So how should we talk to this Machlokes? So here, Pesha says, well, since it's a state of being to begin with, they're not sure who's right. So when it comes to Achilles Masa, they have to go out of your way, because the things are right, because when it comes to Kriyas HaHalel on Beit HaKnesset, Pesha says there's only Midrash Rabbana. Pesha says there's only Midrash Rabbana, so we have to take Midrash Rabbana with you. That seems to be what Pesha Shif is. One of the rights to be made ill on suffering Kriya Tahala. But since we're not sure the image anyway, so somebody is image of us, he has right to be made ill. And the Rav disagrees. The Rav, the end of the talk, he says, no, you should not be made ill. You should be machmir. You should be machmir on the stiff of completing the entire Hallel before Kasai. The question is, why does the Rav say? Why? What's wrong with such a statement? Why don't we just say, take it to Rabban of the Kula, why don't we just say, set the Gomor, you don't have to bother finish Hallel by the thing. You can understand the Ra'an in a couple of different ways. But one way to understand the Ra'an is to say that he said this is the Rabbanah. So, you know, 45 minutes here, to try to show that maybe it's the Ra'isa. Maybe it's the Kiyam the Ra'isa, maybe it's the Kiyam the Ra'isa, Ha'al Mashah today, maybe some kind of other Mishnah the Ra'isa. Maybe that's what was bothering the Ra'an. Maybe the Ra'an felt that we shouldn't invoke the principle of staying in the Rabbanah of the Kula when it comes to Kriya Ha'al. So, we said this is the Rabbanah. Maybe it's not going to be the Ra'isa. To which Taisus may respond that either Taisus helps with Taka Derabana, they disagree with everything that we said. Well, maybe Taisus says the Din, they're not Torah, maybe you're going to be the beginning of Hallel, they're not Torah, you don't have to say the whole Hallel, and if Taisus says a little bit of Hallel also, the notion of saying every word of Hallel, that's not a Din Deraita, but maybe Taisus holds the Din Deraita, you're going to say the Hallel before the meal. Now the fact that you have to complete the Hallel, that's one of the Derabana, they have a right to say Taka Derabana the Kula. You can't tell what the Kula that Taisus and the Ran are arguing about. All you know is that Taisus says Taka Derabana the Kula by Kriyas HaHalel on Beit HaKnesset, and the Ra'an did not want to invoke the principle. So maybe the Ra'an is crazy to HaHalel on Beit HaKnesset there, right? Maybe, and maybe no. Well, maybe the Ra'an had a whole different understanding. Maybe the reason why the Ra'an didn't want to permit you to say HaHalel on Beit HaKnesset was some different reason. Perhaps the Ra'an agrees to say that the whole HaHalel on Beit HaKnesset is going to be the Rabban, and how come we could call hoping it's going to be the Rabban? But nevertheless, the Ra'an says it's still inappropriate to delay the saying of HaHalel on Beit HaKnesset based on the following question. There happens to be, interestingly enough, the Shitasa, there happens to be another Machlokes Taisus and the Ra'an, that happens also appear in the Ra'an at the end of the Sukkim, about a global question about the Taisus and Rabbanu Makula. Whatever the Machlokes says, the Taisus and Rabbanu Makula, what does that mean? The Taisus and Rabbanu Makula means that if you're stuck, something happened, and you woke up in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, you can't remember that I've been chronic or Achana, it's going to be a big house, but you're sitting upstairs, and you remember that, that's a big pain in that. Then you have a right to say, take it to Abba al-Makul. You're not sure, something here, there's something here, something no, take it to Abba al-Makul. Take it to Abba al-Makul is limited only to Shafu Chach, it's limited to Bidi Yevah, it's limited to the half of the chain. But if we say that, take it to Abba al-Makul, it's not a Shulach HaBchila. It means that you have a right to live your life based on the principle of, take it to Abba al-Makul. That's the thing that you should be showing it. Take it to Abba al-Makul, only something you're supposed to rely on the Akhar HaMaiseh. So it could be that's what the Nakuda is about. The place is told that you sit down for the crater, it's 10 o'clock at night, I finished my Masa, and now I want to know, is there any need for me to rush up to do anything? Is there any reason for me to bother myself to complete the day of my Chassari, to try to get to the Hall of my Chassari? So sit down, you sit up and enjoy yourself. There's no reason to rush. Set the gum on the Kachila, you're allowed to make a second of the Kula Kachila, maybe according to 32. And the Rav says, no, the Rav says, hey, something happened, it's 11:55, the 30 minutes, 2 minutes, and it's close to your Shalom Bayis, and you're going to screw your wife to get things rolling, to finish up the thing. Okay, so then the Rav will say, no, bye. The Kachila Gapi, you're allowed to rely on second of the Kula Kachila. To run the entire state, or I'll die, knowing that you're going to, you're by far going to roll test, okay? The mitzvah in the Torah only applies to the Shas and Kavod HaOmer. The place in Menachem has a fascinating comment. The Torah says, since you're at the Omer, this matter goes on in the Rabbanon, therefore you're allowed to count in as much. Since they can have learned the Kula, it's mutta lecha tchila, absolutely nothing wrong with counting through the Omer Ben HaShemad. The Torah says another very the same. And that's like we said, leaving out to be the Yoy, that's already a stigma question. Well, that could be so. But leaving out that part of the Pesach, the least the better trust is flawed, that's such a clear. Because it says, it's mutual of a few that accounts three of his man of Zedin as mother, because they can do one of the cool. So the Ram of the other stuff, he goes to Pesach, says that's not true. The Ram says that Pesach is right, that three of the only one of the Ram of his man of Zedin. So who gives you a right to set up, take it to one of the cool? You're allowed to look your life, to do, take it to one of the cool, you're allowed to just, sound the line, it's cooler, take it to one of the cool, there's no need for it, take it to one of the cool, it's the Akhara Maita. The Ram disagrees with that Pesach. He's running my point, he's taking the Ram. How much are we supposed to rely on Fekir Rabban Mekula? Fekir Rabban Mekula, something that is Muntalik and Tila have to go with, okay, Gavril of Gazril. But do we say that's only reserved for situations of the Diyah and Shabbat?
There have been this, if,
Well, you may not gain all that much, because then you're gonna still blow the fourth cut. You're gonna turn the fourth cut to the third cut. So you're gonna be tougher cut. So you're gonna lose out at least a minute.
The better
power is more important. How more important than I don't know.
The thing is, if you bring that fourth cut, where did that fourth push get Howell third cut eventually? Where is that?
I mean, what happened real quick? Let's take the pushing out the best to Howell first. So is there any reason to do anything about it? Because the Rambam don't count spheres during the Shemot of the Kapila, and don't rely on the power of the Chesed of the Kapila. There's a third round. Gemara in the second stuff is talking about doing a Teva from the Valley Chesed. Gemara says, my question number one, when are you supposed to do a Teva? You do a Teva on the first two Chesed or the last two Chesed? What do you explain to Gemara? There's no chance to do a Teva in all four Chesed. You don't believe me to drink all four Chesed. The Rambam is, we're just not sure which is the right one. The first one or the last one. Gemara just starts with Kaal Lekan. You have to be machmir to have all four. You have to do a tev in all four. So the Ram is bothered with, what do you have to be machmir all four for? Take it up on the kula. So pick two. So the famous tenets of the Ram and not the famous tenets. The famous tenets is the time to decide. The same as the triple tenets of the Ram. We're not going to go with that. Nice and nice, the unfamous tenets. So the other tenets of the Ram is, the reason why you don't take it up on the kula is, it's a big deal. You're drinking the wine anyway. The pillow is already against your back anyway. You might not feel enough. Whether you do like this, or you do straight, the Ram says, don't be a moron. Just lean to the side. What's the big deal? But you have to keep it down. That's got up. Take it up on the kula. I don't have to lean. The Ram says, no, lean, because it's so easy. So the Ram has 3 pounds in a row, and the Ram says, has up, and 3 pounds in a row, and the Ram makes the same decision. Don't use take it up on the kula unnecessarily. Whether you spoke to recite a bracha. So we don't recite a bracha in Halal Seder, but this is far from Muslims by the Rishonim, or any Rishonim, who said, look at how the Rambam is supposed to say Halal. The Rambam himself says that the Rambam is supposed to say Asher, Kishar, 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 whatever you have a bracha of Halal, or you have a bracha, the Rambam is supposed to make a bracha, and we don't. The question is, why don't we say Halal? Why don't we make a bracha on Halal Seder? There are different reasons given by the Gaim and given by the Rishonim. There's some Rishonim who say that it's only a chassi halal, as I alluded to before. There's some Rishonim who say that you don't make a bracha because it's only chassi halal. You don't make a bracha on chassi halal. Further to the question, you do make a bracha on chassi halal, and there's chaydeh, and there's chaydeh, but there are many Rishonim who say you don't make a bracha on chassi halal. So who is it now? You don't make a bracha on chassi halal in the state. Why is halal the state only chassi halal? Because you split it up in the middle. And the first is bracha in the beginning, and then you say the last couple of bracha 3 hours later. Some Rishonim say that's called the chassi halal. That's the Chiyagav. That's what the Chalom was. Chassi Hawa means like at the end of the Pesach, when you deliberately leave out these brothers. But Avada, when you And by the way, you say it the way it's supposed to be said, it's crumbled and back and it's split up in the middle, that's called a hollow showing. But maybe somebody then said, you don't say a bracha because there's only dinah shechashi hollow. Then there's another term that's given in the name of Haigon, the Ra'an, the end of the Tuff, close to the end of Haigon, which is the reason why you don't say Hallel. You say, why you don't make a bracha? That is a Shiva Tau, it's not a Kriya Tau. The bracha, don't use it as a Kriya Tau, one is considered a Shiva Tau. It's the famous word that said in the name of the Rav, basically the same notion of looking at this bed when we mentioned before. Of course they're still the same case of the Hallel. Namely, that Hallel or other events, the Hallel of Chanukah is a historical event. You go through the calendar, there's a great cup of Kislev, so you down your number, yeah, 2500 years ago, so then it's way down to this time, and now you respond to the same Hallel. That's Kariyat the Hallel. But then came when the Nate happens to you, and the Nate is not unfolding, that's not Kariyat the Hallel. That Shiva Sahalel, that's something which is Bhagavad Halei. Shiva comes directly from your heart, you don't plan it. The Rav said that for a person to make a bracha on Halel and Tevis Night would detract from the Halel. The whole notion of Halel and Tevis Night is supposed to be a spontaneous reaction to a wonderful event. I'm Chanukah, you're not responding to any event. You were looking at your calendar, it says in the Siddur that the Halel for events that happen 2100 years. So this is all right, you respond to Halel. But yeah, you have to say, if you move from Zumba and Asher, Shishan, and Israel, and Shivanu, you're preparing to say Kriya Sahalel. If you get Halel and Tevis Night, if you're going to get up and make a bracha on Halel, then that's going to be the trap of the Halel. The greatest Halel in the Halel without a bracha. Some people like to bring the Pharisees in. The greatest Halel of the entire year is the Halel is without a bracha. So the Halel and Tevis Night, that's the Elikha Halel that doesn't exist, because that's the Halel of Shoshiva, that's the Halel of Yisbom Nalei. The other Halel is not the Halel. So you have to say the Siddur, that's what you're saying. But the Halel just really comes because Simcha Nalei, but similar events that are unfolding in front of your very eyes, so that's a tremendous Halel. That's the Rav said, that's the shot within this particular of Haigon. So whatever the shot is, whether the reason why you don't say Halel on Pesach Night is because it's happy Halel, or because the reason why you don't say Halel is because it's the Halel of Shoshiva, so either one has to sort of remedy. In fact, it's the Rav claim that these two reasons are not kind of different reasons. They're not a machlokes. If it's the Rav claim that it's based on the Rambam, it isn't Haidu Ha. So this is in effect really the same reason. If it's the Rav quote that there are Rav Tam that says that when a Nate happens to Kal Yisrael, when a Nate happens to Kal Yisrael, so as you mentioned before, the Rambam has to do it, so we have to say Ha'o. For Rav Tam claims that you don't have to say Ha'o Sholim. The notion of saying Halel Sholem, that's when there's a mitzvah Halel. There's a formal, the kana of mitzvah Halel, so then it has to be Halel Sholem. Then there's a text. You have to say from beginning to end, you have to say the whole Halel. But the ancient of the day is Halel, when you have a Halel of the day, then you don't have to say, Halel Sholem altogether. You can say Chassi Halel, because again, it's not so much a text, it's not so much a Kriya, it's a Zagra from Halei, so a little bit of Shira, that's also considered to be a sufficient expression of Shira of Halel Sholem. So the Rav claims that these two reasons that the Rishonim are saying, that you don't say Hallel, you don't say Baruch in the Hallel place at night because it's Chassi Hallel, or because it's Hallel, so she was not the same thing. We presented it as two different reasons. One that there's a couple of Chassi Hallel, and you don't say Baruch, and the other is a fancy, the last shot of the spontaneous thing. That's all the same thing. That all the Rishonim are pointing the same direction, that you don't say Hallel, you're with a Baruch in the place at night, because it's a fundamentally different type of Hallel, and the fact that the Chassi Hallel is just indicative of the fact that it's not a clear Hallel for Shiva's Hallel. The Rav said that the Rav said the spontaneous shot. The Rav first Rav Yehuda was spontaneous, that was the Rav Wood. And Rav Kanav was the one who put together these two Mahalchim and the Rishonim. Everyone was one of the two Rav Wood. These are two totally different reasons why you don't say Rav Wood. And the Rav said it's all the same. It's the same reason. The Rishonim were just saying things in different versions. Why do we say the Bracha Zahal?
Right.
So that's what the Ramban's right. That was the Ramban's right. The Ramban says, and the Ramban says, what are you telling me a story that there's no Bracha at the beginning of Halal? You make a Bracha at the end of Halal. Isn't that an indication that there's a Bracha at the beginning? So the other Rishonim say, no, that Bracha is nothing to do with Halal. That's the Bracha of the fourth cut. The same way there's a Bracha of Asher Yalana, there's a Bracha of Kiddush, there's a Bracha of Mavun. Each one of the Dalai says he had a Bracha, but that Bracha is not a Halal thing of Bracha, that's a fourth cut thing of Bracha. That may have something to do with what the Bracha is supposed to be. The Bracha is supposed to be Nalach Bula B'Dishbacha, so it's supposed to be Nalach Fakhe HaLamed. Because if it's Nalach Bula B'Dishbacha, that sounds very hallowing. If it's Nalach Kelche HaLamed, that sounds like a very good hallowing. Because it's the Hagam, right? That's all about God. It's the part of the day that everyone gets confused. Everyone uses different Hagam. So some of the Hashem, the Sipad, the different Hagam, how to end off the Bracha. So this may be related to that Makhleki, as to what is the nature of the Bracha. This is not a slave Bracha. How is this guy told within the Bracha? This is the Bracha that relates to how it's
going
to be.
What?
So,
you could get
it
how they were
with
later on
from. No, you have to go with the Nusra, because there's another Bracha that we're talking about where the fourth cell gets from, where everything else gets stuck there, whether you stop eating a chet yodea, and whatever gets thrown in before you get to drink the cup. That's for a different reason. But
because the
gears of
the
Bracha. Yes, those are the gears of the Bracha. I think they were showing what the Bracha is supposed to be.
Whether it's supposed to be like how it normally is.
Right, whether it's supposed to end with Melech Bula B'Dishbacha, it's supposed to end with Melech Bula B'Dishbacha. If it's the Bracha of Halal, it would make sense that it should end with the Bracha that Halal usually ends with. Okay, anyway, I got a message from Rabbi Shech that he may not be or not in Bach. He's here. Good, okay, then we'll stop. That's what I said. Keep on going until I hear that he's coming. I wasn't planning on doing that. Stop anyway, no, stop. Okay.
The last
I don't know who that you have.